I'm asking you, what you waiting on? Get them saved. Get them saved. What you waiting on? What you waiting on? Glory to God. God said, I want to bless you. I want to bring wealth and prosperity and happiness to your life. I want to solve whatever issue you got going on inside. You ain't told nobody. But if you'll start getting happy about saving people, you'll get happy about yourself. Glory to God. Because I have not changed. Ain't nothing changed about me. I still want you to get in the word. And I want you also, number one, get people saved. Ain't nothing changed. Glory to God. I'm almost done. Stop being so picky over silly stuff. Calling strife at home. Go to work and do your job correctly. There are not enough, also are not enough active members here. Find an area you can help in and help. You remember that Sunday Bishop got him and said, we need somebody to help in the tape ministry? We don't have tapes no more. Do you know that position is still open? It doesn't matter if you don't know yet, but you can learn. That's just one. I'm just bringing up one. What you waiting on? Not a put down. It's just encouraging. Find something you can do here. Find something you can do here. Don't just come in and sit down every Sunday. Find something you can do. I'm pretty sure we could use some social media help. I'm pretty sure we could use some internet help. Find something you can do. If you can click on your phone, you can do the internet. If you don't know, you once again, hey, Father God, or teach me. Lord, I want to learn because I want to help. And you can get good at it. Come on. We need some help. We need someone for the recorders, like I said. If you don't know how, maybe you're missing to learn how. Bring someone to church. Share with others about becoming a partner with us. Hey, we got partnership. Come on, you consider being one. Just tell them, consider it. Pray about it. There's always something to do. The mission is the same, and God has not changed. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I hope I helped you this morning. Get somebody saved. What are we supposed to do this week? Get somebody saved. That's number one. What else are we supposed to do? Oh, y'all yeah, forgot already. All right, back to the beginning. I'm kidding. Put the time in, folks. I'm about to preach it all over again. Y'all don't even know what I said. Now go listen to it again. Put the time in. Instead of doing A, X, Y, Z, do A, B, C. Let's put the time in. This week, put the extra time in. You can start with 30 minutes, start with an hour. You've been here long enough, really, to do an hour or two. All of us have. We've been here long enough. But put some time in. Put the time in, because God has not changed. And watch what happens. Watch. He'll begin to talk to you. Go in with your notebook and your pencil. He'll begin to talk to you. He'll begin to share with you. Go in and just say, Lord, I ain't come to ask for nothing. I just want to say I love you and sit here and spend time with you. You have anything you want, any instruction, anything you want to say to me? Put the time in. Glory to God. Come on, Bishop. God has not changed. Ain't nothing changed. This word will remain the same as the oldest book in the world and never been proved wrong. They use it for timelines all the time, do they not? Why wouldn't you use it for your life? Ain't nothing changed. Glory to God.